Blog Talk Radio.
Instead of saying I am, I'm going to say we. Amen.
It says, we are sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, Ephesians 1:13. We are in Christ by his doing, 1 Corinthians 1:30. And we are firmly rooted, built up, established in the faith, and overflowing with thanksgiving, Colossians 2 and verse 7. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you right now in the name of Christ Jesus. We're thanking you for all of your many blessings. We're thanking you for the word at noon. We're thanking you, Father God, for this broadcast and for the listeners and those who participate. We give you thanks today, Father God. No matter what's going on around us, we want to give you thanks and praise you, Father God, because you know, we know your word tells us that you're working all things out for our good. And as long as we keep the faith and trust in you, Father God, we know that everything is going to be all right. Father God, be with those that are sick and shut in. Be with those who are bereaved. Be with those who have asked us to keep them in prayer, Father God. You know what they're asking you for. You know what they need, Father God. And you said you will supply all of our needs. You're going to take care of us. And all we got to do is trust you today, Father God. Not only today, but every day. We're thanking you for our pastor. We're thanking you for the listeners and those that participate, Father God. We plead the blood of Jesus on this broadcast, Father God, and on all the listeners. We're binding up anything and everything that may try to come up against us to try to hinder us, Father God, from receiving your word and also for sharing your word with others. We're binding that up right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just ask that you would have your way today, Father God, and we give you thanks. Open up our hearts and our minds to this word. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. The Lord just put this in my spirit the other day, and I want you all to agree with me. There are some people, a couple of people on this broadcast. I just want to lift them up, and I want to stop binding up anything but hinder anyone from receiving this word, and I want you all to be in agreement with me that we lift each other up on a daily basis, and we're going to be like Peter. Then we're going to cease not to stop praying. We're going to pray every day, all day, until the chain of broken.
Yeah.
That needs to be broken, brothers and sisters. And I'm going to tell you right now, the Lord already told me that where two or more touch and agree on anything, it shall be done. But you got to have faith in that. You got to have faith in that word, that if you have anything that you're dealing with, don't be ashamed of it. Just, hey, that's why you have saints. That's why you have brothers and sisters. We're here to agree with you. I don't even care what it is. Don't want to know what it is. I just want each and every one of you all to know that we love you enough that we're in agreement with you because you know your situation. So, I want to call out, the Lord put a couple people in my spirit, and I know one of them is Sister T, and I want to definitely, I'm not sure who these others are, but we want to keep Sister T. Most of the time, she listened by, she's been listening by internet, so we want to lift her up and agree that her situation be better at her home and on a job. And there's some others. We're just going to lift up one another. How about that? We're going to lift up one another. So, Pastor, if you're praying or whichever one of you evangelists is praying, pastors are praying, just let's keep each other lifted up, especially this week. That's just really on me. And we just need to be there for each other. I mean, how are we going to love God when we can't love one another? And we got to hurt for one another. We got to be there for one another. It's not a shame, brothers and sisters. I'm not ashamed, personally. So I just want to I want to just coattail on it with your pastor, okay?
Yes, yes. Amen. I stand in agreement.
Okay.
Yes.
Amen. We're going to be in agreement. We,
yes.
In Galatians 5, we're still talking about being spiritual, and we're talking about the fruits of the Spirit. Eventually, we're going to get past love, but the Lord showed me we can't get past love until we understand what we got to put faith in. You have to make up your mind. Either you want to put faith in the Word of God, the God kind of faith in the Word of God, and then he had me to go back and look at 19 through 21. So we're going to understand it. We got to almost go back to, because especially if you're going to walk in the Spirit, you can't go fulfilling the lust of the flesh. See, because it's like they're enemy against each other. It won't work. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're balanced. The works of the flesh and the work of the Spirit. The flesh don't like the Spirit. And the Spirit don't care too much about the flesh other than to get you out of it and get you in the Spirit.
Right.
The whole idea here is to have faith in the resurrection power. See, so we got to go after the cross, not before the cross. We're living after the cross, not brothers and sisters. We're living in the resurrection. And if you don't believe in the resurrection, well, then you don't believe what God did. It's like you calling God a lie. Lord, I don't believe you raised Jesus from the dead. Because, see, that's where the power is at, is in Christ. So,
Amen. That's
where we got to put faith in. So, hopefully, this week, we'll bring out what faith really is. So you'll know what you're really trusting. You'll know what you're really doing. Because without it, you're not pleasing God. See? You have to use it.
Yeah.
Faith for a Christian is it's more than a privilege. That becomes your nature. That was Christ's nature. People don't realize that was Christ's nature, was faith. That was Abraham's nature, was faith. And they that come to God, you must. There ain't no other way to come to God if you're not coming through faith. Well, you got to make sure we understand faith. But before we get into that, we're going to go to Galatians 5, and we're going to read from 16 through 21. But that's what we're talking about, putting faith in the resurrection. You got to put faith in the spiritual realm. If you're going to be spiritual, you must put faith in it. That means you must act on the Word of God. So, in Galatians 5, and we'll read 16 through the 21st verse. Let me see if who available to read. Okay. Pastor, you want to read? I know you read it at the Messenger Bible. I'm going to go ahead on and read the foundational scripture. And you can read, if you like, you know what? So let me go ahead and read this. I'm going to read the foundation. I'm going to read Galatians 5, 16 through 21. I'll read it out of the King James, and you can read it out of the Messenger Bible. Galatians 5, 16 through 21. Now, our foundational scripture is 22 through 25, so I don't want anybody to get confused here. But the Lord wanted me to come back and show you something here in 16, because this is where a lot of people got faith in. They got faith in the flesh, but it's contrary to the Word of God, see? So 16 verse says, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." Walk in the Spirit. And that flesh stuff is going to go away. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. and these are contrary one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But, there it is, if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law or in the flesh. Now, the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, adultery, witchcraft, haters, bearing, elimination, wrath, staff, and... Now, bear with me here for a minute, computer. Mm-hmm. Okay, there you go. Helped me too far. Envy, murder, drunkenness, reviling, and such things, which I tell you before, as I also told you in the time past, that they which do these things shall not inherit the kingdom of God, shall not inherit, let me go back up here, the kingdom of God.
Amen. And from the Message Bible, my counsel is this: live freely, emanated and motivated by God's Spirit. Then you won't feed the compulsions of selfishness, for there is a root of sinful self-interest in us that is at odds with a free spirit, just as the free spirit is incompatible with selfishness. Thank you, Lord. These two ways of life are antithetical, so that you cannot live at times one way and at times another way, according to how you feel or any given day. Why don't you choose to be led by the Spirit and so escape the erratic compulsions of a law-dominated existence? It is obvious what kind of life develops out of trying to get your own way all the time. Repetitive loneliness, loveless, cheap sex, a seeking accumulation of mental and emotional garbage, frenzy and joyless grabs for happiness, trinket gods, magic show, religion, paranoia, loneliness, cutthroat competition, all-consuming yet never satisfied, a brutal temper, an impotent to love or be loved, divided homes, divided lives, small-minded and lopsided pursuits, the vicious habit of depersonalizing everyone into a rival, uncontrolled and uncontrollable addiction, ugly parody and community. I could go on. This isn't the first time I have warned you, you know. If you use your freedom this way, you will not inherit God's kingdom. Amen.
So if you want to inherit, again, you got to be alive to inherit something. You don't die and then get it. No.
Amen.
You have to be alive. See?
Mm-hmm.
So if someone left me an inheritance, say Evangelist Renee, she left me an inheritance, I don't die and get that. I have to get that while I'm alive. Okay. She dies.
Yeah.
She dies. All right. She leave off the thing. But I'm on the thing, so I get my inheritance. So if you want to inherit righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost, or say the fruits of the Spirit is what we're talking about, if you really want to inherit that and start using it, in other words, if you want to get that money and start spending it,
all right, come on.
There's certain things you have to do. There's certain things you have to come in line with. If you're planning on being spiritual, let me explain what's going on. Your life is spiritual now. You are, it's the nature now. You have that divine nature living in you. The issue is, or the problem is, there's a conflict. And your flesh wants to follow the spirit. And you can't be spiritual like that because it's contrary to your spiritual needs, your spiritual desires. The spirit desires spiritual things. I wonder if I have a word. The spiritual wants spiritual stuff. Like the word of God, like the affirmation, you know, knowing who you are in Christ. It wants to be fed that stuff. It wants you confessing what the word of God says you are over your life. It wants you confessing a Romans 8:16. It wants you to confess a Psalms 107:2. I'm redeemed from the hand of the enemy. You know, it wants you to confess, get stuff up in your spirit, Ephesians 2:8 or Ephesians 2:10, you're saved by grace through faith. I mean, this is what your spiritual person wants.
Amen.
That's what it wants.
Yeah.
But the corrupt nature, it wants something different.
Say that.
That corrupt nature, see, now remember, we're transforming and we're being transformed and we're being developed into that spiritual individual that God have called us to be. He called us to that. And as we go through, we're just remember that you're like a caterpillar. You're going through. And as you go through, there's things that hindering you from getting that other nature, the nature that's going to let you soar, the nature that's going to let you fly now. See?
All right.
And that's what the caterpillar, it's on the ground, it crawls. But in order to become a butterfly, it must go through the transformation. It must go through the cocoon. You know, and that's what I'm saying. As we go through, there's things to hinder us because the Bible says that corrupt nature wants corrupt things.
Amen.
That's what it wants. And it's contrary to your spiritual nature, which wants spiritual things.
Yeah.
I always like to tell people, you know, the soul of a man is your mind. It wants things that it can read and dissect and explore and entertain. The physical part of you wants like collard greens, black-eyed peas, corrupt things, things that's not in line. It even wants the law because it wants to debate the law, what's good for it and what's bad for it. And you're not even living by that. But that corrupt nature wants that. It wants to be sexually aroused. I mean, that thing, it wants to worship idol gods. You know, it goes on to talk about drugs and jealousy and anger and all that. But there's going that physical nature, there's a conflict always going on.
Yes, yeah.
Always.
Amen.
It talks about mm-hmm. drunkenness and simulation, all this kind of stuff. Well, you throw mm-hmm. it, you throw it all in the pot, okay? Anything that's not allowing you to live by the Spirit, be led by the Spirit.
Mm.
You want to inherit God's Spirit. You want to
mm-hmm.
do it.
All
that
right,
doesn't
all
mean
right.
you're doomed. That doesn't mean you're doomed, brothers and sisters. God's trying to give you his counseling on things through these scriptures here. He's trying to show us, or he's showing us, he's not trying, he's telling us, for a better way of saying this, he's telling us how we're going to inherit righteousness, peace, joy, and the Holy Ghost.
Yes, yes.
I don't know about you, but it sounds pretty good to me.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Yeah, yeah.
So if you're going to inherit the kingdom of God, you're going to have to put that stuff. See, because really, I really want to talk about love. I want to talk about peace. I want to talk about all this meekness and all that. But until you get a real understanding of faith, where you putting your faith at, let me tell you what
mm-hmm.
faith is. Faith is your substance of
all
what
right.
you're hoping for. Now,
mm-hmm.
that's what you're relying on. That's what you're depending on. Just like you get a check every month. That's your substance.
Mm-hmm.
You're depending
Amen.
On it. You got to pay your rent, your lights, your gas, whatever. That's your substance. See, a lot of people, they have an ideal substance. They just got an idea. Oh, I got faith. Well, how do you know you got faith? And then you ask them, say, well, what faith is? I'm going to tell you what they're going to tell you. They're going to say, oh, faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. That's what faith is. And that's all that far they can go. They don't have no revelation to what true faith is. True faith is
mm-hmm.
the word of God. That's what faith is.
Amen.
So it's putting your trust in the word of God. That's
yes.
what it is.
Amen.
1 Peter
mm-hmm.
5 says, you cast all your cares on the Lord. See, you're putting your faith in that word that you, Lord, I'm giving you this. Now, if God got it, then you don't have it. So you need to stop
right.
listening to it. You need to stop paying attention to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
See, you're established in the Word, and that's where your faith is at. You live by the Word. Remember Matthew 4:4? That's what you live by, is what the Word of God says. That's because
mm-hmm.
faith is the Word. How do I know that? I'm going to show you. Romans 10:17. That says, tells you right there. But faith is the Word of God. What do you think Jesus is? Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith because he's the Word.
Yes,
so
would
you want to walk around here, find that for me, Pastor. If you want to walk around here with faith, you need to have a scripture. You need to say, here's my faith right here. This is my substance right here. I'm standing on this Word. That's what I'm doing. I'm standing on this Word because that becomes your faith. Not some
mm-hmm.
ideal because Joe Willie said, oh, well, you can believe God. How you going to believe God? You don't have nothing to believe in for. What you got to hold on to? What you trusting in? What you depending
mm-hmm.
on? You don't have anything. You got an ideal. You got to go beyond that, brothers and sisters, if you're going to have that spiritual nature. Because
yeah.
that's what's going to guide
yeah.
you. That's what's going to direct you is that Word. Read
mm-hmm.
that for me, Pastor, right quick. Mm-hmm.
Amen. And that's Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen,
yeah.
amen.
So that's how you get. You want more faith? Get more word.
Amen.
Ooh, did I take that one? You want more faith?
Yeah.
Get more word. The more word you get,
yeah.
the more faith you're going to get. Romans 12:1-2. Now I'm being transformed by the renewing of my mind. See, so you just keep saying that, and you keep saying that, and then faith is going to come.
Mm-hmm. Amen,
but
amen.
The supporting cast for faith is more words. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Yeah.
See, I tell people I'm righteous, and what makes me righteous is 2 Corinthians 5:21. He made Jesus to be sin so I could become righteous. So I start looking at it differently now. I say, okay, Jesus, my sin problem. I don't have a sin problem because Jesus became my sin. I have a receiving problem. People don't want to receive what God did. And I want to tell you, brothers and sisters, when you don't receive what God did, You're actually denouncing the things of God.
Yeah,
that's what you're doing. So you're in some danger area there. So you want to have faith. Matter of fact, that's the only thing going to please God anyway. I read that in Hebrews 6, see? That's the only thing going to please God. It's faith. No, all this other stuff going to please. You can pray your mind. You can go to church. You can do all that. That does not please God. Only thing that pleases God is faith. Hebrews 11:6. That's what pleases him. And without it, you can't please him. You will not put a smile on God's face. Matter of fact, he don't even want to deal with you. Because without it, it's impossible. It's an impossible task. God don't like to deal with no one without faith. Anyway,
amen.
Y'all be blessed. And we'll see you all on tomorrow for the word at noon.
Yeah, cool.